Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up in the morning and out to school.
In December last year, the Independence, Missouri School District voted to shorten the school week to 4 days. Students attending classes Tuesday through Friday every week starting in the fall of 2023. Currently, more than 140 school districts across Missouri are utilizing a shortened week, mostly in rural areas. And that's an increase of more than 100 schools in 4 years.
How do schools implement a four-day system and who does it help? Joining us is Dr. John Turner, Missouri State University Professor of Counseling, Leadership, and Special Education. His research agenda focuses on the implementation of the four-day school week in public schools and the challenges rural schools face. He spent 25 years as a teacher and administrator in rural public schools in Missouri. Dr. Turner, welcome to KMOX.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. 140 school districts, but this is really only 10% of the student population across the state. So the question is this a trend or just a minor blip in Missouri? Where are we?
Well, you know, I think it's definitely a trend, and I think recent things that have happened here in the last couple of years, including the pandemic, may have accelerated it. You know, when I retired from the public schools 8 years ago, we only had 25 four-day school week districts in the state of Missouri, and it was sort of a curiosity. And as you mentioned, it was primarily almost always in very small rural school districts. But over the last 8 years, as you've seen these numbers explode, and my current projection is we're at 146 of the 518 school districts in the state of Missouri. So again, we're over 25% now in the four-day week. But as you mentioned, the numbers are only about 10% of the student population. So it does show you that it's still primarily a small rural school district phenomenon.
I would imagine that there are some students who say, yay, 4 days a week, but parents have a different reaction. Can we get to the why of it all? Is this about the unavailability of teachers?
Well, it definitely is, and I think that's the most recent explosion here. I sort of look at it in three phases. You know, those early adopters, the first adopter was Lathrop up in northwest Missouri 13 years ago, and they were the first one to take it on board. And those early adopters, it was about money. It was about saving a little bit. But again, these were the smallest rural school districts. And so when you have a small rural school district and a large geographic size, saving transportation, running those buses one less day can be a considerable amount of money. And you know, and you also save some additional funds somewhere else. That first generation was all about money. Then you see the second generation come along, and they were sort of about keeping up with the Joneses, because those first adopters were now stealing teachers from the five-day districts neighboring to them. And so you saw that second generation again trying to keep up with those early adopters. But this latest phase, the ones especially a year leading into the pandemic and since the pandemic, it is all about the job market. As I'm sure you all talking about the job market nationwide, you know, currently the unemployment rate's the lowest it's been since the 1960s, and the competition for all employees, not just teachers, but custodians, cooks, bus drivers, everybody that we have to have in schools to operate is so hard now that there's no doubt that what's driving this latest surge is all about competing for high quality employees.
Taking a look into the crystal ball here, do you see more suburban big districts and metropolitan areas make this switch? I mean, as most people know listening to this show right now, Independence is not rural. I mean, that is a big suburb of Kansas City.
Well, you know, again, when we had currently we're at 146, and KMOX didn't call me until Independence did it. So, you know, that shows a little bit
yeah,
about
that got our attention.
This,
yeah.
You know, when you look at the list of the 146, a lot of those school districts that are on there are ones that, you know, people just don't recognize. Those of us that spend a lot of time in rural areas do. But you know, it's off the radar. But, you know, when Independence does it, the hometown of Harry Truman with over 14,000 students, now it does definitely definitely get attention. And there is no doubt since independence adoptions, now I'm getting people that are calling me that have told me in the past will never go to the four-day week. But now that they hear that, now they say, well, maybe things have changed here. And again, it is driven by, in large part, by that retaining and recruiting high quality, not only teachers, but like I said, bus drivers and cooks and all sorts of people, that the job market is just so tight now that a lot of people that would have said we would never do it now are doing it. And independence is just one of those examples. And because of their size and because people know where they're at on the map, let's just say there's a lot of larger school districts that are now saying maybe there is an opening here that we can think outside the box on the way that we create our school calendar.
So we should be clear that the hours per week that students are getting doesn't change. So the four-day week, that the each day is longer. You've studied it long enough to see whether or not it's good for students, good for teachers, good for parents. Is the learning on par?
Yeah, well, and it is a tricky thing to do, and I appreciate you mentioning that. That's one of the misconceptions I always have to make sure I clear up with people. Like you said, since the very beginning in the state of Missouri, if you adopted the four-day week, you had to maintain the same number of instructional hours, and most of those districts do that by lengthening the school day, maybe 30 minutes, but at some districts, they actually add additional days on at the end of the year. But again, you have to maintain the same amount of instructional time between the teacher and the student when you make that transition. So, but when you look at academics, it's so tricky because the numbers have been growing so fast in the state of Missouri, and we've gone through several revisions of the MAP test, the state standardized test that assesses student performance. We've gone through several revisions in that time, and so it's been hard to track. So we often look to other states. Every state west of the Mississippi allows the four-day school week as an option. And in some of those Mountain West states, for example, Colorado now over 60% of the school districts in Colorado are on the four-day week. So in other parts of the country, the four-day week is very, very common. And so I often look to those states to see how academic performance has played out even as far back as the 1970s. And what I tell people is, you know, the one thing that is clear is that it's not very clear to the extent that there are a number of studies out there that show that there might be a slight decrease. There are many out there that show that there's no impact one way or the other. And my gut feeling on this, after looking at it over all these years and being in so many of the districts, is it's all about how the fifth day is used. If that fifth day, which is traditionally the day off for a student on a four-day school week district, that fifth day is used for a lot of professional development, collaboration time, looking at scores and designing interventions that are going to play out in the school week the rest of the week, then obviously that collaboration time and professional development with staff can have a positive impact on learning and instruction. And some school districts, I'll pull out, for example, New Bloomfield, there's a Jefferson City in Columbia. New Bloomfield runs a program called the Monday Academy, where students that are struggling academically, maybe in reading and mathematics, well, those students still come in on the fifth day a couple of times a month for targeted intervention that they may not get and a traditional five-day week, that they're getting special attention when they go to the four-day week. So again, when you look at academic performance, I say it's complicated. And again, if you look at the nationwide look at it, again, there's no clear picture of has positive or a strong positive or strong negative. I'd say it's probably slight either way. And again, my focus is more on what's happening on that fifth day as far as professional development and other opportunities for instruction that are difficult to do in a traditional five-day week.
Well, I foresee a lot of discussion and coverage of this topic moving forward, and therefore we're going to stay in touch with Dr. John Turner, Missouri State University Professor of Counseling, Leadership, and Special Education. Thank you for being with us on KMOX this morning.
Great. Thank you. Y'all have a good week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.